She's got another story, too. That's sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. So what is your story today, Mayor?
Well, about that disturbing show, Baby Reindeer. Have you watched it on Netflix?
No, I was talking about that last week.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, and now there's a story in, you know, the people about how the real-life stalker, it's about a stalker, by the way. I'm not going to give anything away, but she's upset because now she's considering legal action, saying that her character was portrayed not properly in the show, and it's supposed to be a true story written and created by Richard Gadd. The actor, and he stars in the movie as well, how he's being stalked by a woman. I mean, in this show, she, like, sends 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voicemail. I mean, definitely there's a stalker situation going on there. And now she's upset saying that she's kind of being stalked by Gadd supporters, you know, and I guess she's not in jail. I mean, I don't know where she is now, but, yeah, it's just very interesting because they don't give her real name.
41,000 emails. And if they don't give her real name, then how is she being harassed?
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow people do know who she is. I mean, she's Scottish and she is in the movie as well. And they found her and they know who she is. And so I don't know. She's all upset now and she wants to, like, sue Gadd and everything. And it's kind of creepy. It's a very disturbing show. I was quite disturbed by it.
Yeah. I stumbled across a TV show last night. Maybe you've seen it, Mary. It's called MILF Manor. Did you know there's a show called MILF Manor?
No, I know.
You watch a lot of different TV programs. So last night after the Cubs game, I'm like, all right, what's on? I'm scrolling through the guide. It's called MILF Manor. It's on TLC.
Oh,
of course it is.
Yeah, I don't watch much TLC, but how is it? Did you watch it?
I watched for like a minute. I'm like, this is so dumb. But yeah, it's
Mary, you know what a MILF is, right?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh, okay. But I'm not, yeah.
It's like a Desperate Housewives situation. Yeah. I don't know. They just sit around
the
and
Housewives
argue
of LA or
drama
something.
Or something. I don't know. MILF Manor, though.
What's your story, Kev?
Saturday. You guys know what Saturday is, right? First Saturday of May.
The
force
Derby.
Be with you.
More importantly than that, it is the Kentucky Derby, as Lisa's the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Come on, it is the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, Mary. I guess that is Saturday, unfortunately.
Right, Lauren?
Oh, come on, unfortunately.
It's
why
the
are you going to hate
favorite
it, Kevin?
Day? It's the Kentucky Derby, all right?
Yeah,
and what comes with the Kentucky Derby? You got the suits, you got the mint juleps, and you've got the fancy hats, of course, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Panera has a very special Kentucky Derby hat they just released today, only for $21. Unfortunately, it is sold out. If you go to Panera Bread's shop website, apparently they have a shop website. It's a breadhead hat. You know, they're bread bowls, they're famous soup bread bowls.
Does it have soup in it?
No, it's a 3D printed bread bowl, and it's got like the ostrich feathers poking out around it. So it's a bread bowl hat that you can wear for the Kentucky Derby.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
I Googled it.
$21?
$21. Sold out right away. I'm sure somebody's going to put it on eBay for like $100, but... maybe they'll have more tomorrow if you check. But
is it sourdough?
I believe it is sourdough, and it's a 3D printed bread bowl, exact replica.
I'm sure, like after 9 mint juleps, someone will try to eat it.
Someone will try to take a bite for sure, chip a tooth or something. But I thought this was very creative from Panera with the Kentucky Derby just a few days away, and May the 4th be with you just a few days away.
Now that is more important to Lauren. What's your story, Lauren?
So you probably know better than any of us, Lisa, how resilient cats are. I mean, they fall from like stories and have no issues landing on all fours, don't ever seem to get hurt. So did you hear about the cat that survived a Amazon shipment?
Oh, no.
So a cat was hiding in an Amazon box, and it was a package that was actually being returned. So this owner, her poor cat Galena, was in the box. They live in Utah. The box made it all the way to the return center in Los Angeles, roughly 700 miles away. Amazon warehouse workers found the cats. They were able to locate the owner through the microchip. She was completely fine. She managed to go 6 days without food or water, and yet was completely unharmed and totally okay. And so that is an amazing story. But I'm also just like, how do you not notice until it gets there that there's a cat in the box? Like, I think about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and when the old lady accidentally puts the cat in the Christmas present and it's like moving all over the place. Yeah, so shout out to Galena. One strong cat there.
There is not a box that my cats won't try and get into, regardless of whether they can fit in it or not. But if you're picking up a box and you're giving it to the Amazon man and nothing is making noise or moving, no, I call BS on that,
I know.
That just doesn't seem right. And then they knew she hadn't even called Amazon, said, perhaps my cat's in the box. It's been missing 7 days.
Well, that's the other weird thing, right? I mean, maybe the cat's like an outdoor cat, so it goes missing here and there. But I don't know. But I'm just impressed with Galena.
That's crazy. All right, Lauren's news comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.